奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续以敬畏神的心来聆听从天上来的声音。
Together with a God-fearing heart, let's continue on this topic, the voice from heaven.
天上来的声音快要进入尾声了。
The voice from, we are about to enter to the last few voices from the heaven.
因为已经进入了第九次的声音了。
Because this is the ninth voice calling from heaven.
到第十次的时候就结束了从天上来的声音。
By the tenth time, it concludes all this voice from heaven.
那么这个第九次的声音是要我们做什么呢？
So this ninth calling from heaven, what is it asking us to do?
这第九次声音是要我们从城里出。
This voice is call us out from the city.
这个城到底是指哪一座城呢？
And which city is this referring to?
启示录中有两个国。
In Revelation, there are two nations.
一个是神的国。
First is the kingdom of God.
一个是撒旦的国。
Second is the kingdom of Satan.
那启示录中有两座城。
And in Revelation, there are also two cities.
一座是天国城。
First is the heavenly city.
一座是将亡城，就是将要灭亡的城。
The second city is a city about to be destroyed.
其实这个将亡城虽然还没有毁灭，但是在神的启示里。它已经毁灭了。
Although this city is yet to be destroyed, but in the revelation of God, it has already been destroyed.
今天这天上来的声音对我们有什么帮助？有什么警告？
So today, this voice from heaven, what help is it for us? What warning is it for us?
请看启示录的十八章。
Let's refer to Revelation 18.
我们读四节到五节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 to verse 5.
启示录十八章四到五节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4 to verse 5.
一、二、三。我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃，因他的罪恶滔天。”他的不义，神已经想起来了。那这里我们看到神从天上呼唤他的儿女，呼唤他的百姓，要从这城里出来。
Here, God called from heaven to ask His people, His elect, to come out from the city.
那这个城就是第一节那边说的大巴比伦城。
And this city is in verse 1, the city of Great Babylon.
那为什么要从这城里出来呢？
So why must they come out from the city?
这里 主耶稣自己有说出三个答案。
So Jesus himself gave three answers here.
第一
First,
免得与这个城一同有罪。
Lest you, your sins have power like this city.
如果你不走出这个城的话，
If you do not come out from this city,
神看你和这座城一样有罪。
So God will deem you like to liken to this city, you have the same sin.
因为说明你是属这个城的人，你不是属神国城的人。
Because it means you belong to this city and you do not belong to the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣就说，你不出来的话，你仍然住在那里面的话。免得你跟这座城一同有罪。
So God, Lord Jesus Christ said, if you do not come out of her, come out of the city, then you participate in sin.
这个是很严重的、很严厉的警告。
So this is a very serious and strict warning.
因为我们许多的信徒、许多神的儿女，仍然住在这个大巴比伦城里面。
Because many believers, maybe many children of God are still living in this Babylon.
虽然在讲道上不断的警告、不断的提醒，
although on sermons we hear warnings and reminders,
那圣灵也不断的在感动，甚至不断的在责备。
And the Holy Spirit continue to move and to rebuke.
我知道有许多信徒仍然住在这个不愿意走出这个大巴比伦城。
I know many believers are still unwilling to come out from this Babylon the Great.
我们今天大家包括传道也住在这个巴比伦城呀。
Today, all of us, including a preacher, we are still living in this city.
但其实我们不是住在这里。
But the fact is, we are not
dealing with it. 我们是暂时的居住在这里，暂时居住在这里。
Temporarily, we are dwelling in this city.
在这里等耶稣来接我们回去。
But we are waiting for Jesus to come to take us back.
事实上，我们不住在这里。
We are not living here.
我们的心不在这里。
Our heart is not with this.
所以圣经说，启示录说，我们是住在天国的人，不是住在地上的人。
So in the Bible, in Revelation, also tells us that we are living in the kingdom of God. We are not living on this world.
如果你到听了这篇道理，你仍然不愿意走出来。
But after we hear this sermon, we are still unwilling to come.
而且不单不出来，而且越来越深爱哈，深爱这个世界。
Not only we do not come much, we before are more and more in love with the world.
那么主耶稣说，你免得你与这城一同有罪，被神定罪了。
So, Jesus say, lest you be participating in her sins and be judged for it.
简单说，不出来。神看为你是有罪的。
So if you do not come out, God will judge you as sinful.
就是这么简单，这么这样的清楚。
Is that simple? Is that clear?
不用解释到这么多。
That's not a need to explain.
你不出来，你仍然住在这个城里，神看你是有罪的。
If you do not come out, you live, continue to live in this city, then God deems you as.
那你又来说传道骂人吗？
And do you say preacher is?
你又说传道道理这么严厉吗？
You say the sermon of the preacher is so strict.
为什么要从这城里出来的第二个原因
？And the second reason why you must come out from the city.
主耶稣说：“你不出来，就要受这城所受的灾殃。”
Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you do not come out, you receive her plagues."
你知道这个城大巴比伦城要受的灾殃是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what are the plagues that this city of Babylon is to face?
我们已经讲过好几次天上来的声音了。
We have said a few sharing regarding voices from heaven.
其中一个声音就是说，好，神愤怒的气碗要降在这个世界上。
One of the voices that we shared was the wrath, the seven bowls of wrath of God will be poured upon this world.
那七碗灾是整个启示录最可怕、最大的灾难，最可怕的灾难。
Seven bowls of wrath are the most threatening plagues recorded in Revelation.
那每一个灾都是神的愤怒，大愤怒。很大很大的愤怒。
Each of this plague is this great wrath of God.
那么这个城就要受神所愤怒的审判。
And this city will face this judgment of God.
那你不出来，就要同样的受这些神愤怒的审判。
So if you do not come out from the city, you also face this judgment of wrath.
也变成神也愤怒你，对你很愤怒啊。
And God is also angry against you.
我们已经讲过，那个愤怒是没有怜悯的，没有原谅的，没有慈爱的，没有忍耐的，没有这些恩慈都没有的呀。
We are sure that this wrath is without mercy, without love, without grace.
应该大家很有印象才对了。
We should have a deep impression.
因为在传道的讲道当中，一不断的解释这个神的愤怒的气灾啊。
Because in my sermons, I keep sharing and explaining this plagues of wrath.
然后你一直讲这个神愤怒的气灾，不是给我们神儿女的。不是给那些得救信徒的，不是的。
And I mentioned that this wrath is not towards the children of God that are saved.
你这么善良，你这么美丽，你这么顺服神，你这么爱神，神怎么会对你生气呢？
So,
难道神对你生气吗？
You are so good, you are kind-hearted, you submit to God. Why would God pour out His wrath?
而且非常愤怒的要审判你吗？
Will He judge you with this wrath?
那当然不是呀。
Of course not.
神的愤怒，神的审判是给那些恶人的。给那些 不听神的话的，违背神诫命的。
This wrath of God is against the evil people who do not listen to the command of God.
这个是为什么要出来的第二个原因。
And this is the second reason why we need to come out.
你自己听好来了。
So listen for yourself.
主耶稣说，不出来的就要受这城所受的灾殃，就是七个愤怒的灾。
Jesus said, if you do not come out, then you will receive this plagues, which is these seven bowls of wrath.
第三个原因。
Third reason.
为什么要从这城里出来
？Third reason that you should come out from this city.
你看到吗？第五节说
，Verse five.
他的罪恶滔天，神已经想起来了。
For since the power high as heaven and God has remembered her iniquity.
原来神已经想起了这个大巴比伦城的罪恶。
So God has now remembered the iniquities of this Babylon the Great.
而且是罪恶滔天升到天上。
And this sins power up even to heaven.
这样的描述就很清楚。
So with such a description, we can be.
因为人要毁灭挪亚时代的时候，也曾经这样说，他们的恶大到天上去。
When God wanted to destroy the people, the generation of Noah, He also said their sins pop to heaven.
那时挪亚时代人所想的尽都是恶，没有一样是善良。
In the days of Noah, every intention in their hearts were evil.
然后神要毁灭索多玛的时候，也同样的说这句话。
When God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He said the same thing. 他们的恶也升
到天上去。
Yeah, evil has reached even to heaven.
地离天有多遥远啊？
We know how far earth is.
可是那个恶的声音已经这么遥远，也已经升到天上去了。
Yet this sound of evil, it has reached even the heaven.
就说明那个罪恶是多么的可怕，多么的大。
We can see how great and frightening are the evil world.
那么这里也是一样的。
The evil was, and this is the same here.
神想起了他的罪。
God remembered their iniquity.
我一直在想，为什么圣经哦，神要这样讲，你要这样形容。
So I was wondering why did God and the Bible describe it such a way?
神想起他的罪，难道神曾经忘记他的罪吗？曾经不忘了他的罪吗
？That God has remembered her iniquities, is it that God has forgotten in the past?
当然不是。
Of course,
神怎么可能会忘记呢
？How will God have forgotten?
那既然不会忘记，为什么要多此一举说神想起来了呢
？Since God has not forgotten, then why is it written here that God remembered?
你能回答这句话吗
？Are you able to answer this?
啊，为什么要这样讲
？Why is it described in such a way?
我只有一个解释。
I have only one explanation.
神是用愚昧人的话、愚蠢人的话回答那些愚蠢的人。
God using these foolish words to answer these foolish people.
因为世上现在，以前也好，现在也好，很多人认为神忘记了，神已经不记得了，
because,
神已经睡觉了，神已经看不到了，神已经又耳聋又瞎眼，看不到，听不到了。
Because in this world, whether it's in the past or even now, people claim that God cannot see, God is deaf, God does not know, God has slumbered for them.
他们是这样讥笑我们的呀，这样笑我们的呀。
This is how they ridicule us.
也用这样来攻击我们的神呢、啊。
And this is how they attack our God.
什么耶稣要来？什么时候了？讲了几多千年了？几多百年了
？They say you keep saying that Jesus is coming. You say this for centuries.And thousands of years.
主耶稣忘记来了啦，他说要他把我们留在世界，他已经忘记了我们了啦。
So Jesus has forgotten about you. He has left you here. He has forgotten.
他说他要来带我们去，他也忘记他曾经讲过这句话的啦。
He has forgotten. He has said that he'll come and take us back.
这当然是愚昧人、愚蠢人讲的话了。
Of course, these are words of the foolish.
我们看彼得后书三章。
Let's refer to 2 Peter chapter 3.
那神就用他们愚蠢的话回答他们。
So God answered them with these fools.
你说我忘记了是吗？
You say you have forgotten.
是我，我好像忘记了哦。
You say I have forgotten. Yes, it seems I have forgotten.
可是对不起哦，我现在想起来了。
But now I remember.
对不起哦，我现在想起来了，那怎么办？
I'm sorry,
我想起来了。
Now I suddenly remember.
想起来你就死了。
When I remember, then it's trouble for you.
是用愚蠢人的话回答愚蠢人的回答。
So this is foolish words to answer foolish people.
请看。彼得后书三章
，Second Peter chapter three，
我们读三节到四节
，to verse four，
到五节吧
，to verse five，
一二三，第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私意出来，讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物性起初创造的时候，仍是一样呀。他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天。并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，滞留到不敬虔之人受审判、遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。这一段圣经啊，就是彼得哈。哦，圣灵借着彼得啊、哦，来责备这些说神忘记的人。
So this passage here is the Holy Spirit through Peter to rebuke those that claim that God has forgotten.
嗯，他们讥笑说，从起初的世界创造到今到现在，哪里有毁灭啊？哪里有审判呢
？They say, where is his judgment from the beginning of creation until now?
哦，若是有的话，神也早都忘记了啦。你看到现在都没有来啊，说要来要来，到现在都没有来啊。
Even if there was, God would have already forgotten because he said he's coming, but until now he's not here.
他们不只是讥笑，他们是真的这样认为的。
Not only did they laugh in such a way, this is what they believe.
啊，圣灵启示，神曾经多次的审判过这个世界，包括世界的人。
So the Holy Spirit has revealed that God has judged this world and the many people in the world for many times.
关于这一段，我曾经解释创世纪的起初。
Regarding this, I have mentioned in the beginning. I explained in the beginning in Genesis.
而且起初发现到有三个世界，三个世代的存在。
So in the beginning, there's this existence of three different eras.
第一个就是起初的原始世界。
First, the original world, in the beginning.
后来第二，创世纪一章二节说，变成空虚混沌，没有了，消失了。
And then in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, it became void.
那第二个世界就是挪亚洪水的世界。
And the second world that was destroyed was, in the flood of Noah.
当时挪亚世界也是没有了。
At the time,
只剩下挪亚一家八口得救。
The generation of Noah was destroyed. Only Noah and his family of, eight of them were saved.
起初的那创世纪第一章第一节到第二节也是用水毁灭掉啊，整个地球都被水包围，淹面黑暗啊。
And the world that is recorded in verse 1 of Genesis was also destroyed in water. That's why the water was covered, the earth was covered in water.
那就到挪亚时代的时候，也是整个地球都被水淹没啊。
By the time of Noah, the whole world was also flooded with water.
那第三次。
The third time,
神要毁灭这世界。
That God was to destroy this world.
那就是将来的将来耶稣再临的那个世界末日。
And that is the last days, the end of the world when Jesus comes again.
所以第七节说一直存留到那个受审判沉沦的日子。
So it talks about kept for the day of judgment and destruction.
那谁说没有神没有审判这个世界没有毁灭这个世界呢
？So who says that God has not judged and destroyed the world before?
如果是的话
，If that was the case,
那每一次都是哦，神突然间想起来了。
Is it that every time suddenly God just recalled?
是啊，很多年了，几千年了。神都没有想起来，几百年了，神都没有想起来。
For thousands of years, or hundreds of years, God did not remember.
好像挪亚时代120年，大家都在快乐，神忘记了。
Just like in the days of Noah, for 120 years, people were still rejoicing because thinking that God has forgotten.
结果挪亚600岁的时候，突然间神想起来了，我要毁灭哦。
But when Noah was 600 years old, suddenly God remembered that he wants to destroy.
当然，这句话是讽刺的话，
of course,
是回答愚蠢人的话哦，对不起哦，我想起来了哦，对不起哦，你保重哦。
These are words of ridicule. To those foolish people, use these foolish words. Oh, suddenly I remember.
我们信徒不要以为真的神忘记哦。
So,
神哪里会忘记的
？Don't truly think that God truly has forgotten.
你忘记了，神都不会忘记。
Even if you have forgotten, God will not.
这是回答愚蠢人的回答。
These were words to answer the foolish.
有时我们信徒 也在问愚蠢的问题
sometimes,
也在做愚蠢的回答
Sometimes believers also ask foolish questions giving foolish answers
尤其那些疑难问答的时候
Especially when they doing question answers
还以为很厉害很聪明很有智慧
They still think they are very smart and ask such questions
这些都是愚蠢人的那个疑问来的
But actually these are questions of the fools
因为很多时候答案是清清楚楚的，真理是清清楚楚的。
Because many a times the answer is very clear, the truth is very clear.
特别找出一些奇奇怪怪的问题来让我们自己怀疑，让自己进入迷惑里去。
Yet they come up with strange and weird questions in order to deceive our own self and mislead ourselves.
我是在这里看到神用愚昧人的话回答。
So what I see here is God using the words of the fools to answer the foolish people.
叫做神想起来。
So saying God remember.
好，那为什么要从这城里出来呢
？So why was there a need to come up from the city?
那就是第四个原因哦。
The fourth reason.
因为这巴比伦城已经倾倒了。
Because the Babylon the Great has fallen.
不单只倾倒了，还成了所有鬼魔的住处呀。
Not only has fallen, it became a prison, a dwelling place of all the demons.
来，我们看启示录十八章。
Revelation 18.
我们正在解释为什么要从城里出来。
We are explaining why was there a need for them to come out from the city.
看第二第二节。
Verse 2.
一二三。他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大臣倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。为什么要从城里出来
？Why do you need to come out from the city？”
因为大巴比伦城已经倾倒了，倾倒了，已经毁坏了。
Because fallen is Babylon the
Great. 为什么说它倾倒？现在不是好好的吗？现在不是很多高楼大厦吗
？Why do you say it has fallen? Isn't it very well now? Even with
现在我们不是正在高科技的那个 AI 的那个那种高科技的水准吗
？Are we in the era of high technology with AI?
甚至我们还要进入到那个上到这个月球上去居住呢。
We even thought want to go to live on the moon.
哪里有倾倒呀
？So why do you say it's fallen?
这里说倾倒是什么意思
？So what it means here by saying that it's fallen?
因为这个大巴比伦城，这个地球，这个世界，已经成为所有鬼魔的住处，所有鬼魔。
Because this Babylon, this great, this world, this earth has become a dwelling place of all the demons.
原文是复数，就是很多很多只的鬼。
So demons are its plural form.
那如果你再看下去，也成了各样污秽之灵的巢穴。原文是成了每一个污秽之灵的窝。
And became
每一个。所有的污秽之灵
，and became a prison for every unclean spirit.
啊，原文是说所有的邪灵啊，所有的邪灵
every unclean spirit.
那就等于很多很多咯。
So there's many of them.
然后呢，又成为各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴，雀鸟也被翻译成可憎之野兽。
So a prison, of,
野兽的巢穴
a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. This bird can also be translated as wild beast.
这样你看到了没有
？So can we see
这个世界，这个繁华的大巴比伦城呢，成了鬼魔的住，所有的鬼住在这里，所有哦。
This world, this Babylon the Great, has become a dwelling place.
还有所有的污秽之灵，就是邪灵，所有的邪灵，每一个邪灵都住在这里。
And the dwelling place of all demons.
还有呢，所有的那些可憎的野兽、雀鸟也住在这里。
And also a place for all the unclean and detestable beasts.
在启示录里看到的这些野兽啊，就是指那些人啊，那些撒旦的使者。跟从撒旦的人、
In Revelation, we see the word beast refers to the messenger and the follower of Satan.
他们的外表是人，他们的内心是野兽，是残忍的，是凶恶的。
The externally they look like man, but within them is full of evil and like a beast.
现在这些野兽在任何一个角落、任何一个国家、任何一所学校。甚至任何一个家庭都会出现这些野兽。
As such beasts appear everywhere in the world, even some every home and every schools and every place.
它可能是我们的孩子。
They could be our children.
它可能是我们的父亲。
They could be our parents.
甚至可能是我们的母亲。
Our mother, our father.
突然间成为一只野兽，凶狠、很凶恶、很残暴。
Suddenly they become this vicious beast.
敢敢把父母亲杀掉了。
They can kill their own parents.
或者突然间把自己的女儿啊孩子杀掉了
，But suddenly they kill their own children.
而且杀的时候是很无情的，而且很残忍的那一种。
And when they do this deeds of murder, it's without mercy.
请问他这时他的心，请问是人的心还是兽的心呢
？At this point of time, is the heart of man or heart of beast?
如果是人的心，应该是善良的，是怜悯的，是温和的。
If it's the heart of a man, it should be good, it should be merciful, it should be...
但这所表现都是残忍的野兽，凶恶的野兽，很可怕。
At this point of time, it did not show this, but it shows a very fierce...
因为他已经不是人了，他的心是兽心了。
Because they are no longer human, they are...
你要注意，启示录常常讲的兽就是人。主耶稣说，666那是人的数目，是人来的，你不要解释太多，那是人来的，人的数目来的。
All these beasts actually refers to human... And so when talk about 666 number of the beast, it's actually the number of
human. 那个是属撒旦的，跟从撒旦的，听撒旦的，做撒旦的事的。
But this refers to people who belong to Satan, who follow Satan, who does his things.
看到吗？这个世界怎么不倒倾倒了呢？
So why? So of course this world will have is now fallen.
哦，圣灵自借启示，这世界是所有鬼魔、所有邪灵的住处。
So the Holy Spirit revealed that this world is now the dwelling place of all demons and all unclean spirits.
还有住在这个世界的人，这些地上的人，那些不敬拜真实的人，都成了野兽。
So people in this world who are not God fearing, they are now all have become.
当然，他们也有温和的时候，有温暖的时候。
Of course, there are times when they are mild.
可是，当他那个野兽的心一起来的时候，他们一骄傲的时候，他们一贪心的时候，他们一哈。 一没有道德的时候，那就是一种一个很可怕的野兽。
But when these things take over them, when there's no more moral in them, they become very frightening beasts.
我亲眼看过，亲耳听过人变成野兽的那种状况，我亲眼看到，亲耳听到。
I see with my own eyes, I'm hear with my heard with my own ears this situation where man becoming the beast.
我听到的、看到的，那不是指外面的外邦人哦，是教会里面的人哦，教会的信徒。What
I saw and what I heard is not a Gentile or non-believer outside, but it's believer within the church.
我在神面前是真真实实的见证这件事。And
this is a true testimony I'm saying before God.
那没事的时候又是好好的一个信徒啊。When
nothing happens, they look like ordinary good believers.
凶恶起来的时候，简直就是野兽来的。But
when become ferocious, they can become ferocious like a beast.
真的是这样子。And
this was truly the case.
啊，为什么要从这？ 这城里出来,
so why do you need to come out from the city?
因为这城已经成了鬼所有鬼魔的住处，你还不出来吗？
Because the city has become a dwelling place for all the demons.
你以为这里是讲爽的吗？ 讲一讲而已吗？
Do you think that these are just a description?
这是主耶稣的启示，主耶稣的道理，启示录是耶稣的道理来的呀。
But this is actually the revelation of Jesus Christ.
好，那。 为什么要从城里出来呢？
So why was that? Why is there a need to come out from the city?
那第五个原因哦。
Fifth reason.
因为这个世界，这个大巴比伦城是个大监狱、大监牢来的。
Because this world, this Babylon the Great, is a great prison.
你看我们中文圣经哦，成为各样污秽之灵的巢穴。那个中文小诗是说，成了他们的牢狱，成了他们的监牢，看到吗？中文成英文有吗？
是英文直接用监牢，哦，直接说是监牢啊，对，哇，太美了，太碎了，<笑>那个原文也是直接写，那个是监牢。So this is a prison.
原来这个世界这个大巴比伦城是一个大监牢啊。So
this Babylon the Great, it is a great prison.
那意思说住在这里的人都是住在这个监牢里面，被鬼魔、被世界的王、被这个魔世界的鬼王。 锁在里面，囚在里面了。
So what it means is this world is this great prison, and people within it all dwelling in it. We are the prisoners of the Satan.
你有没有越讲啊，越离谱，越讲越过分哦。
A preacher, have you gone extreme in what you are saying?
这里明明说这个大巴比伦城的监牢啊。
But here says clearly,
就是监牢啊。
That Babylon the Great is the prison.
那么主耶稣弥赛亚的预言说他要来的时候，主耶稣要来的时候。 他要做几个救赎的工作，其中一个是什么？
So, for the prophecies regarding Messiah, that's Lord Jesus Christ. One of the work he has to do when he comes was.
其中一个就是主耶稣要来把在监牢里面的人释放出来，被囚的要释放出来，要放他们出来。
So one of his work was to release all those that were in prison.
我们看以赛亚书61章。
Let's refer to Isaiah 61.
我们来读第一。
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1.
这里有讲到弥赛亚要来的几个工作，几个重点工作。
Here records a few important work of the Messiah.
你注意看，其中一个工作是什么？
So take note one of the work that he had to do.
来，第一节
verse 1. Let's read together.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我。 叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放。注意哦，被囚的出监牢， 这里讲出几个接下去都还有讲弥赛亚的工作，弥赛亚的救赎。
Following verse 1, there's also listed a few things of the work of the Messiah.
要医好伤心的人。
To heal those who are broken hearted.
那个被掳的、被抓的，要放他们，要让他们得自由。
To have liberty for those who are taken captive.
还有被囚的、在监牢里面的，要把他放出来。
And here says freedom to the prisoners.
这里说出监牢，把他们放出来。
Release these prisoners from prison.
那弥赛亚就是来这个世界做工啊。
And this is the work of the Messiah.
耶稣不是降生在这个马槽吗？降生在耶路撒冷吗？在那个
伯利恒
伯利恒吗
？Wasn't Jesus born in this world in a manger in Bethlehem？
那他所传的福音不是这个世上的人吗？
Wasn't him preaching the gospel to people of this world？
这里却预言说被囚的要出监牢呀。
But here it says freedom to the prisoners.
所以每个人都被罪捆绑。
All of us have been bounded by sin.
每个人都被魔鬼控制、辖制，被魔鬼捆绑住。
So we are under the control of the devil.
因此福音呢，是要从撒旦的捆绑中把他们救出来的，
so、
让他们脱离撒旦的。
So the gospel is to deliver them from under the bondage of the devil.
好，那我们来做一个见证。
So bearing a testimony here.
有一个姐妹呢，她。常常为他的母亲流泪祷告。
There was a sister who always prayed in tears for her mother.
因为他的妈妈到现在还不信主。
Because her mother until now has not believed in the Lord.
他的父亲已经不在了。
And the father has passed away.
他要救他妈妈的灵魂。
So she wants to save the soul of her mother.
有一天，他做一个梦。
One day she had a dream.
他梦到他的妈妈。跟着很多人被囚在一个大很大很大的铁笼里面，就是监牢里面。
She dreamt that the mother with many other people they was imprisoned within the great cage.
那些监牢的铁都很粗很大条的。
So this cage or this prison, the bars are very thick.
他们一直在摇，一直想要出来，出不来，被锁在里面，被囚在里面。
The prisoners within cage shaking these bars but cannot escape.
那而且呢，监牢那边有很多烟香点香烧香的烟
And within the cage or bars, there are a lot of this smoke from their incense.
那些烟是烟到他妈妈的眼睛，包括里面一些被囚的人的眼泪一直流一直流。
And this smoke is causing them, the people within, and so the mother to keep.
每一个在监牢里面的人都瘦瘦皮包骨，没有一个有肉的。
Everyone was in that prison. They were so skinny to their bones.
每一个人的脸孔眼睛都是深深的凹进去，
Every one of them, their eyes are deep sunken.
没有肉啊。
Without any flesh,
好像骨楼这样
，like skeletons，
而且每个人的表现都很痛苦。
And they were showing that they are under suffering.
看到他妈妈在被囚在监牢里面，他心很痛。
When she saw her mother being imprisoned in this situation,
又看到
他
妈妈这样瘦瘦皮包骨。
And the mother was so skinny, like skeleton.
难道你不救她出来吗
？Wouldn't you want to save her?
所以她更迫切、更努力的祷告。
So all the more she put in effort to pray.
这个梦告诉我们什么
？So what does this dream tell us?
那些还不相信耶稣、拒绝耶稣的人都被囚啊，被锁困锁在这个监牢里面。
Those who do not believe in Jesus, who has not accepted Jesus, they are imprisoned in this prison.
每天烧很多香，那些香、那些烟都让自己痛苦的。
Every day they burn all this incense.But then these are causing more sufferings on themselves.
世界真的是一个监牢来的。
This world is indeed a prison.
圣灵也借着彼得有讲过这件世界是监牢的这篇道理。
So the Holy Spirit through Peter also directly mentioned that this is a prison.
那就知道为什么天上有声音叫我们要出来了。
And then you can understand why the voice from heaven asks.
你出不来，你不出来，你就是锁在被困在这个监牢里面。
Because if you do not come out,
撒旦的监牢啊。
You are not able to come out, then you are locked within this prison of Satan.
罪恶的监牢里。
This prison of sin.
请看彼得前书三章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们来读十九节。
Verse 19.
来，十九节。
Verse 19.
1:3. 他借这灵，曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听。请注意，这个曾去传道给监狱的灵，这监狱的灵是指谁？是在哪里
？So spirits now in prison. Who are these spirits and where are they?
有些人看不清楚，看不懂，就是说曾经借主耶稣的灵下去阴间传福音给那些鬼魂
So some people
给那些死了的人
who don't understand it, they explain it. Jesus himself went down to Hades to save those people who
are dead.
This is a wrong explanation.
So who are these
spirits now
in prison? The
answer is found in verse 20 very clearly.
这些灵就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神永远等候的时候那些不信从的人啦、
so、are,
这些坚毅的灵就是指挪亚时代那些不信的人啦
These are those who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting the days of Noah.
但是有圣灵的工作呀
At the time there was this work of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的感动呀
There was the movement of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的启示呀
That's a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
好像那个什么那个不经过死升天的叫什么名字啊？什么啊？以诺，
以诺，
以诺也得圣灵启示啊，在以诺时代就启示说耶稣带着千万天使要来，要第二次再临哦。
Even
在以诺时代就预言耶稣要来了，你知道吗
？Even in the days of Noah, Enoch has prophesied that Jesus would come with the myriads of angels. That's his second coming.
我的意思都有圣灵的启示圣灵的工作 在当时
So what I meant is that at the time already there was this work of the Holy Spirit
但挪亚也是靠着圣灵靠着神的灵去传福音去警告
And Noah also preached but through the Spirit of God this gospel
这些坚毅你的灵就是那些当时挪亚时代的那些人在监牢里面
so spirit,
在这个世界的监牢里面
Spirits in prison were those people at the time who were imprisoned in this prison of this world、
无论是主耶稣弥赛亚的工作
Whether was it the work of Jesus the Messiah
还是彼得的这个圣灵的启示
Or the revelation revealed by Peter through the Holy Spirit
还有启示录十八章的那个巴比伦城
In Revelation 18, this great Babylon the Great
都一直重复说这世界是个监牢是个监狱来的
keep telling us that this world is this prison
其实那个无底洞无底坑被丢在无底坑被困挡这个世界也是绑魔鬼的地方也是个无底洞来的知道吗
So from the bottomless pit we know that this is where the Satan is bounded and that is this world
我没有时间再跟他分析这个无底洞的绑魔鬼的地方
So I have no time to explain further this bottomless pit where the Satan is bounded
那么现在我们大概知道了在这个世界的监牢里面住着的是谁被捆绑的是谁
So now we can understand that in this world this great prison who is dwelling here
在这个世界的监牢里面是住着所有的魔鬼
In this world the prison is the dwelling place of all demons
是住着所有无畏之灵就是邪灵
The prison of every unclean spirit
也住着所有的那些雀鸟跟野兽
A prison of every unclean hit and
这些全部都是恶的都是从撒旦来的
All these are evil from the Satan
所以你为什么还要住在这里还不出来呢
So why would you want to continue to dwell within and not come out?
你是圣洁的你是美丽的你是善良的
You're holy, you're beautiful, you're good
你有一个 很荣耀的身份叫做神的儿女 神的儿子
You have this glorious status that is you are the children of God, the son of God
你怎么也喜欢住在这里吗
Why would you still want to live in this
place? 你是圣洁的知道吗
You are holy
你是美丽的知道吗
You are beautiful
你是善良的知道吗
And you are kind and good
你是有荣耀圣洁身份的
And you have this glorious status
你为什么不出来你还要住在这里
So why not come out? Why do you want to continue to
dwell here? 到底这样勉励你到底这样警告你这样劝勉你你还恨这个讲道的人还讨厌这种讲道的人
The sermon warned in such a way to encourage in such a way yet you continue to hate the speaker
就说明你真正的你是住在地上的人来的你不是住在天上的人
Then it shows only that you are one who dwells in this world and not in heaven
我们就不愿意从这个世界出来。
If we are unwilling to come out from this world,
那个使徒约翰说
，Then Apostle John said,
你不可能会爱神爱教会。
Then you, it's not possible for you to love God, love church.
你不可能会爱主耶稣。
You will not love the Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果不愿意出来
，If you are not willing to come out,
我再重复一次
，I repeat,
你不可能会爱主爱神。
Then it's not possible that you love God.
你说你会爱神爱主，那是骗人骗自己的。
You say you love God, you love the Lord. This is deceiving.
圣经有这样讲吗
Did the Bible say
如果不出来的
Those that do not come out
就不是爱神的
You do not love God
请看约翰一书第二章
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 2
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two。
我们来读这个十五节。
Verse 15, let's read together.
三。不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。你看，如果你贪爱这个世界，你怎么可能会爱神爱父呢？
So if you love this world, how is it possible for you to love God, love the Father?
你不要再骗自己，也不要再骗人了啦。
Do not deceive your own self, do not deceive others.
圣经明明说，如果贪爱世界的人若贪爱世界，爱父的心不可能在他里面的，他在他里面就没有爱父的心了。
So here it clearly states, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这是真理的话，真理的道理来的，是实实在在的。
This is the words of the truth, the teachings of the truth.
所以为什么你要出来？你一定要出来。
And this is why we need to come out.
你不出来，你就会越陷越深，越来越爱这个世界，后来就会死在这个世界，肯定会死在这世界。
Because if you do not come out, you fall deeper and deeper. You love the world more and more, and at the end, you die in this world.
被魔鬼捆绑，被魔鬼折磨呀。
You'll be bounded and tortured by the devil.
那你想要爱神，你爱不到的啦。
Even if you want to love the Lord,
所以很多
弟兄
也想，哎呀，有灵恩会，我也想参加。哎呀，得哦，哎呀，我唔得闲哦，哎呀，我安排去节目哦，哎呀，很多哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，系咪做唔到嘅
？Just like when the spiritual meeting comes, some believers they want to attend, by the end they cannot because they have other programs, they have other commitments.
其实有什么做不到？你只要放弃你的计划，只要你选择来聚会，你选择亲近神啊，就做到了吗？有什么做不到的？
Why is it in the heart you can just let go of your plans, change your plans, and just come to church?
因为你后来你想想，哎呀，我还是去世界吧。哎呀，我还是去朋友的宴会吧。哎呀，我还是去看戏吧。哎呀，我还是去帕托吧。
Because at the end, you still decide to go to this world, to go to all these parties, and go out with your friends.
这个就是爱世界的心多过爱主咯。
This is loving the world more than loving God.
这个就是亲近世界多过亲近教会咯。
And this is drawing nearer to the world than the church.
我们其实可以放弃的，可以选择的呀。
We can actually choose to let go.
啊，而且又不是每天都聚会。
It's not as if it's service every day.
那什么叫做爱世界
？So what do you mean by loving the world？
这里说爱世界有三样爱世界的表现，有三样爱世界的行为。
So if you love the world, there are three behaviors of loving the world.
那你自己检讨一下看。
So we can reflect for ourselves.
答案在十六节。
The answer is found in verse 16.
第
Let's read together.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并精神的骄傲。都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的啦。什么叫做贪爱世界
？What is loving the world？
贪爱世界有三样表现，三样行为。
There are three behaviors here that when you love the world，
就是肉体的情欲了。
That is
不断的满足肉体的情欲了。
That you fulfill the desire of your flesh，
眼目的情欲了。
The lust of the eye，
一直要看，不能够满足，一直要看了。
You keep wanting to see and not be contented。
哦，喜欢看罪恶的事情，喜欢看这个世界的繁华。
You like to
不愿去看主耶稣呀。
And all the sinful things of the world and do not want to look at Jesus。
还有今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life。
这个就是世界的事啊。
And these are the things of the world。
这三件事哦，是魔鬼很厉害、很可怕的武对付我们的武器。
And these three are very strong weapons the devil uses.
因为亚当在伊甸园就是被这三件武器打败的。
And so even Adam himself was defeated in the Garden of Eden with these three weapons of the devil.
亚当是这样，夏娃也是这样，两公婆都一样。
It was the same for Adam, it was the same for Eve, for both of them.
一直到主耶稣来到这世间。
And until our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
在旷野40天试炼的时候。
For the 40 days and 40 nights of wilderness, he was
tempted by the devil. 魔鬼仍然是一样不改的，仍然是用这三个招数，三个招数来对付耶稣，试探耶稣。
Again, without changing, the devil used these three methods to tempt Jesus.
如果这个方法不好，这方法不是很厉害，那魔鬼当然不用呀。
If this was not powerful and strong method, then the devil would not use.
因为魔鬼知道这个是不是对付普通人，不是对付个普通信徒，这是对付主耶稣，你知道吗
？The devil knows that he's not up against normal people, normal believers, but he's against Jesus.
是最强的敌人了，是魔鬼最强、最坚固的敌人了。
The stronger possible enemy are force for the devil.
因为主耶稣来就是对付他、毁灭他的。
So because Jesus came to destroy him.
那么他一定使出最厉害的招数嘛，对不对
？Of course, he uses his strongest move.
结果我们发现到仍然是用这三招，
so we found that it's this same three methods that he's using. There's no other methods.
那耶稣得胜了
，But Jesus was victorious.
那现在他来引诱我们，试探我们。
Now the devil comes to tempt us.
也仍然是用这三招，没有改变过。
And again, it's this same three methods. He has not changed.
所以你就知道这三样是多么可怕、多么厉害、多少信徒神的儿女死在这三招里面。
So we can see how threatening these three methods and many believers have fallen because of this.
你胜不过这三招，那这个三件事呢，你就离开神，你就放弃神。
If you are not able to be victorious over these three methods, then you will leave God with forsake God.
虽然嘴巴没有说我放弃神，人有时还会偶尔来教会，心已经在世界被打倒了。
Although
其实已经被打败了。
Although we have not declared that we forsake God, or we still come to church, but actually our heart has been
defeated. 什么叫做贪爱世界
？What is loving the world?
这个就是贪爱世界。
This is loving the world.
然后如果是这样的话，那你爱父的心肯定不会在你里面。
If this is the case, the love of the Father is not in you.
那雅各书讲的更严厉、更严重。
And the book of James is even more strict and more serious.
啊，雅各书四章四节说。
James 4 verse 4 says.
啊，那个以世俗为友的，就是以神为敌啊。你在抵挡神，这个跟神作对啊，你啊。
So friendship in the world is hostility towards God.
神讲要你就讲不要，神说要忌讳你就讲啊不要忌讳。神讲要这样就讲不要那样，你一定是反对神的。
When God say do this,
神的道路啊相反的。
When God say do this, you do the opposite. Yeah, you are in opposition with God.
嗯，那就是以神为敌啊。
That is hostility towards God.
那雅各书讲的更严重了。
So this is more serious in James.
什么时候神所疼爱的，你是神的儿女，你自己跟神为敌，你成了神的仇敌。
When has one loved by God, you as the children of God become the enemies of God?
所以怪不得天上有声音说，你要从这城里出来，赶快出来。
No wonder there is a voice from heaven calling us to come out quickly from the world.
而且前面呢，十八章第二节是用来喊的。
And 18 verse 2 is he cried out with a mighty voice.
不是用来讲的呀。
He did not speak these
是用来喊的
small words, but he's crying out with a mighty voice.
我传道我也想用来喊的，跟你讲呀。
And I also feel like shouting this out.
我这样讲而已，讲道理你们都受不了。如果我用来喊的时候，你不是要开，总会要开会叫我下来呢？叫我传道你不用讲道的啦，我们不排你了。
Sharing this on the sermon, I would be very unhappy if I would just shout this out. Then there'll be meetings asking me not to speak anymore.
这个天使用大声喊的，不是大声说啊。
So、
大声喊呢
！Angels cry, the angel cry out with a mighty voice.
那是表示这个事情很严重的、很紧急的、很紧张的，是生死关头来的。
It shows how serious is this situation as a matter of death and life.
那是因为迫切性，心里好像火烧这样，迫切，非常迫切。
So it's very urgent, like a fire, like a fire in our heart.
怪不得。天上有声音大声地说要从这城里出来。
No wonder a voice in heaven crying loud saying, come out, come out.
最后我们想起这个罗德。
Then we can remember regarding Lot.
罗德也是从索多玛出来啊，有没有
？Lot came out from the city of Sodom.
但是他还没有出来之前。
But before he came out.
你看他看这个索多玛是一个怎样的世界，知道吗
？How did he look upon Sodom?
我们来看一下创世纪。
Look at Genesis.
十三章
，Chapter 13。
天使一到那边去叫他出来
，When the angels came there to call him out，
一直的催逼他，圣经说催逼他就是一直赶快赶快
，And to call him out to come out quickly，
他还慢吞吞的不想出来
，He still took his time not wanting to come out。
然后天使哈神怜悯他们，拉住他跟他太太拉住他。拖着他出来的，意思说他不太想出来，他不想出来。
God was merciful and the angels drag him out. It means that he did not want to come out.
最后还是出来了。
At the end, they came out.
但是我问你，他出来的时候，他拥有什么
？But when we came out, what did he have?
两袖空空，阿爸本底下的。
He came out empty-handed. He had nothing.
出来的时候一无所有啊
！Empty-handed without anything.
除了那一条命呢？
Other than his own life, he had nothing.
连太太都没有了。
He lost even his own wife.
那个索多玛的产业、索多玛的家、索多玛的财宝全部一无所有。
All his possession, his house within Sodom is now destroyed.
连跟在他后面的太太也没有了。
Even the wife that was with him is no more.
只剩下他跟那两个女儿，什么都没有了。
Only him and the two daughters were left.
这个叫做从索多玛出来吗？
Is this coming out from Sodom?
难道你出来的时候？ 你也希望这样吗？哦，我从巴比伦城出来的时候，我两手空空，什么都没有。
And today when we come out,
太太也死掉，家人也死掉。
Today when we come out from the world, it's just a situation we want to be the same, that we lose even our wife and lose everything.
可是之前他不是这样的，他看索多玛是怎样看的，知道吗？
But this was not the case before. How did he look at Sodom?
请看创世纪十三章。
Genesis 13。
我们读十节到十一节。
Verse 10 to verse 11.
今天的信徒看这个世界，看这个巴比伦是怎样的。
Today the believers today, how did they look at this world? How did they look at Babylon?
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
一二三。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，至到索尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先。如同耶和华的言子，也像埃及地啊！我的天啊！十一节，于是罗德就选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。然后他就渐渐挪移帐篷，渐渐靠近索多玛了。唉，他看这个索多玛好像神的伊甸园，又像世界的埃及地，你看到吗？
So,
你看到没有？
But Lot looked at Sodom and Gomorrah, it was the garden of the Lord and the land of Egypt.
看到像神的伊甸园，当然是指神方面的咯，神的国、神的家、神的伊甸园。
Like the garden of the Lord, it seems to be like the kingdom of God, the house of God.
那个是平安圣洁的咯，那是有神的祝福、神同在的咯。
Something a place that's peaceful, the blessings of God.
可是呢，接下去说也像埃及地哦。
But yet here it says, and it's also like the land of Egypt.
埃及出名什么？
What is famous in Egypt?
金字塔，那个坟墓。
The tombs.
还有那些法老
the pharaohs,
还有那些偶像
the idols,
那些迷信教鬼
superstitious beliefs,
我的天啊，他的信仰
His
看索多玛，这里也有神的伊甸园，这里也有世界的东西，神的国也有，世界的国都有，把神的国跟世界的国掺在一起，在他心里掺在一起。
That in his heart, when you look at this place, it seems to be the garden of the Lord, and also like the land of Egypt. It seems that these two is mixed up.
没问题的，不要讲到这个世界这么罪恶，这个世界也像伊甸园啊，也有神的平安跟祝福呀。
So you say there's
no issue. 也有世界的爱心啊。
So you say there's no issue. This world, this place, this world is like the garden of God, and it's like a garden of God that's also love.
所以很放心的进去，进得去就不出来了。
So with ease of heart, he entered and he did not come out.
纵使天使已经来催逼了，也不想出来。
Even the angels came to ask him to leave urgently, he refused.
到出来的时候是两手空空，一无所有。
And when he came out empty-handed without anything.
我们从这里看到罗德有三个极大的错误。
So there were three great wrongs that Lot committed.
他眼睛看错了。
First, he judged wrongly with his eyes.
他看索多玛。看成像神的伊甸园，他看错。
He looked at Sodom, likened it to the garden of the Lord.
第二，他的心也错了。
And his heart was also wrong.
他的心是想错了。
And his heart has misunderstood.
他想成啊，索多玛是神的伊甸，他想成、看成这样、想成这样、想象中这么完美。
He thought that Sodom was so perfect, like a garden of the Lord.
第三个错是在哪里
？That was the third wrong.
他的脚错了。
His feet was wrong.
因为他的脚渐渐靠近索多玛，就等于说他的脚渐渐远离神，远离迦南地。
Because his feet choose to journey closer and closer, to Sodom means drawing further and further from God.
罗德的失败呢，这里呢是有三个错误。
So there are three reasons, three wrongs that contributed to the failure of Lot.
第一眼错，第二心错，第三脚错。
First wrong was the eye, second was with his heart, third with the feet.
后来出来的时候一无所有。
And so when he came out, he came out empty-handed.
我为什么今天讲到罗德呢？
So why did I mention Lot?
因为他也是从城里出来的人、啊。
Because he was one that came out from the city.
但从开始到他的结束是怎样的呢？是一个怎样的情景呢？
What was the situation like from the beginning until when he came out?
难道你以后你 也像罗德，我也是出来了，传道我也出来了，但是一无所有，家人也死了好几个了，难道是这样子吗？
Your situation be like Lot, where at the end, yes, you came out, but you lost so greatly even your own family.
你以为这件事情不会临到我们吗？
Do you think this will not happen to us?
我们看一节圣经来结束。
Let's look at the verse to conclude.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
今天我们若不出来，我们真的是一无所有的。
Today, if we were not to come out, then we will surely become empty-handed.
虽然耶稣已经允许很多祝福要给我们。
Although God has, Lord Jesus Christ promised many blessings
for us. 你会发现到你到后来还是一无所有的。
But we find that at the end, we are still empty-handed.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
我们读十七、十八节。
Let's read verse 17 and verse 18. Let's read together.
三。又说你们不要从他们中间出来与他们分别不要沾不洁净的物我就收纳你们我要做你们的父你们要做我的儿女这是全能的主说的我们最后就用这个做结论
So you use this as a conclusion
所以圣经很多次的告诉我们要从他们中间出来要从城里出来
So the Bible in many places causes us to come out from the midst from the city
出来是因为要与他们分别为圣跟他们有所分别不要在不要跟他们一样
We come out so that we can be separated from them not like them anymore
你不出来你一直住在那跟他们来来往往跟他们一起住在一起一起生活那你怎么样分别呢？怎么样分别为圣呢
？If we do not come out, if we dwell with them like them, then how are we separated to be holy?
不要沾不洁净的物。
Do not touch what that is unclean.
世界很多都是哈，都是不洁净的。
Many things of this world is unclean.
很多思想、很多行为、很多说话都是抵挡真理、不合乎神旨意的。
Many thoughts, many actions, many words are not according to the will of God.
好像我们常常强调的自由，就是不合乎神的自由。
Just like the freedom declared by this world is not according to the freedom of God.
我有人权，那是不合乎神的真理的那个人权。
The human right that you sought is not according to the human right given by God.
我们一直强调跟世界一样，我们要平等。那是要跟神平等，那个是抵挡神的。
The equality of this world is wanting to be equal to God, and that is standing opposition to God.
如果我们从他们出来
，If we come out from them，
所以说这里神说，我就收纳你们。
God says, I will welcome you.
那么我们要做他的儿女
，and we shall be his sons and daughters.
那么神呢要成为我们的父
，and God will be a father to us.
那条件你要从他们出来。
But the condition is we must come out.
就成天父，真神就成为你的天父。
Then God will become your father to you.
你就成为神的儿女，真正神的儿女。
And we become the true children of God.
因为神接纳了你，接纳了你。
Because God has accepted and welcomed.
那你不从那边出来。
But if you do not come out from them,
神怎么接纳你哦？
Then how will God welcome and accept you?
你虽然说洗礼了，我属于神了。
Although you say you are baptized, belong to God.
整个心整个人都在这世界里面
But yet your heart, your whole person is still in the world
你的生活你的讲话你的观念你的种种都是这个世界的
Your life, your mindset, your words is still of the world
出来有三层的意义三个
When we come out there's three planes are two tiers of meaning
当你出来的时候就意味着什么
When we come out what does it signify
你的立场人生的立场转变了
That our standpoint in our life has now changed.
以前我是以自我为中心的 我最大的我什么都考虑我的
In the past, I'm self-centered. Everything is focused on myself.
现在我以神为中心了
Now I'm God-centered.
神是我生命中最大的最大的最重要的神
God is the utmost important in my life.
不再是我
No longer myself.
这个就是立场的转变
This is a change in our standpoint
and viewpoint. 生命的转变
A change in life.
出来的第二层意义
The second meaning behind coming out
你价值观的转变
The change of value system
以前我都是以世界的观念世界的标准作为一切的衡量
In the past, I judge everything with the standards and concept of the world
就是呢世人都是这样做的世界都是这样说的全世界都是这样的用世界做标准
This is how the people of the world does this how they think so taking the people of the world as the standard
世界的人都是这样的吗
This is how the people of the world are like
今天大家都接受了的吗大家都接受了很多政府都同意了，是吗
？So everyone is accepting, many governments are accepting of homosexuality.
这个就是以世界来衡量标准，以世界作为标准。
Using the world as your standard.
总之是大家都是这样。
You say that everyone is like this.
但现在不是了。
But this should not be the case.
我现在是按照神的标准。来衡量一切。
When we come out now, we use the standard of God to judge everything, to weigh everything.
就是用真理来做标准来衡量一切。
Using the truth to weigh and to judge everything.
这就是你观念、价值观跟观念的转变。
This is a change of our mindset and our value system.
这叫做从他们出来。
And this is what it means by coming out.
第三个意思。
The third meaning.
就是忠心与侍奉的转变。
The, our faithfulness, our loyalty, and our service.
以前我们对这个世界很忠心的，对老板，对这个世界很忠心的。
We are faithful and loyal to the world.
对这个马门，我们侍奉马门，服务这个马门，这个钱财的。
We serve Mammon, the wealth.
今天也是啊。
Today is the same.
哦，很努力的去赚钱，很努力的去侍奉他。
We put in all effort to earn money to serve it.
甚至很忠，对他也很忠心的。
And we are faithful and loyal towards it.
甘愿得罪神，甘愿没有来参加灵恩会。以去服侍他的。
We rather offend God and not to come, do not come to spiritual meeting and choose to serve.
想要从他那边多得一些，多拿到一些。
So can receive more from it.
但是现在不是了。
But now no longer.
现在我单单侍奉神服侍。
Now I only serve the Lord my God.
这就是忠心。
This is being faithful.
这就是服侍的转变。
And this is a change in our service.
什么叫做从城里出来
？What does it mean to come out from the city?
从这三样看到你的转变。
From these three things, we can see that we are changed.
与立场的转变。
A change of our standpoint.
第二，你价值观的转变。
A change of value system.
第三，你忠心侍奉的转变。
A change of our faithfulness in service.
我们做个结论。
Conclusion.
但愿我们大家像亚伯拉罕一样。
We hope that all of us can be like Abraham.
真的从那个城，那个乌尔城出来。
To truly come out from the city of Ur.
离开本地，离开本。离开父家
to leave our own land, our own family,
他是真正的出来的
house of our father. He truly came out.
往神所指示的地方
towards the place appointed by God.
兄弟
dear brethren,
你已经出来了吗
have we come out?
包括传道
including a preacher,
真的出来了吗
have we truly came out?
唱诗
sing him.
350首
him 350
这首诗歌我常常有一个特别的解释
So I have a special explanation for this hymn.
这首诗歌告诉我们
This hymn tells us.
我们可以失去生命
We can lose our life.
但是不能够失去主耶稣
But we cannot lose our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以没有世界
We can live without the world.
但是不能够没有主
But we cannot live without the Lord.
那可是魔鬼告诉我们
But the devil tells us.
我们可以失去耶稣
That we can be without Jesus.
但是你不能够失去眼前的利益
But I cannot lose, I cannot give up the benefits
before you. 你可以没有天国。
You can be without the kingdom of heaven.
但是你不能够没有世界。
But I cannot be without the world. 上帝
不断地告诉我们的孩子这样。
This is what the Satan is telling our children.
或许他骗不到我们。
Although they are not able, maybe they cannot deceive us.
他是影响我们的孩子，骗我们的孩子。
But they'll deceive the next generation.
你可以失去耶稣的。
Yes, you can give up Jesus.
但是你不能够失去眼前的利益。
But I cannot give up the benefit that's right before you.
你可以没有天国的。
You can be without the kingdom of heaven.
但你不能够没有这个世界，知道吗？
Be without the world.
魔鬼讲的。
This is what the devil says.